students are walking between rows of shoes laid out on a stage at Camden Street School in Newark, pausing at each pair of tennis shoes and boots, kneeling down to read the tags that have been tied to the shoelaces.
Deshaun Johnson was shot to death, was a former wide receiver for Weehawken High School, October 8, 2005, and he was 18 years old.
Michael Hollow, age 17, after killing his girlfriend, Mae Davis, he shot himself with the same rifle, March 2008.
Each pair of shoes represents a young life lost to gun violence in the U.S. in 1998.
Gunman demanded his gold chain and shot him.
That's the year Elaine Lane's son, David, was shot and killed. She started the anti-violence program called David's Shoes and hopes to collect 3,792 pairs, one for each person under age 19 who was killed by gun violence that year.
I don't want what I went through, another mother to go through that, and I don't want another child to be killed.
She takes her trail of shoes, including the tattered brown work boots her son was wearing when he was shot, to schools around New Jersey, asking students, begging them to make positive choices, to make up in their minds that she will never have a pair of their shoes on her stage.
The young man who killed my son did not believe he had value. So it was easy for him to pick up a gun and shoot another individual 7 times. Have value for your life. If you have value for your life, guess what? I don't have to worry about you because you will have value for my life.
She came up with the idea of collecting shoes after walking a path of military boots that represented lives lost in the Iraq War. She couldn't finish the walk and thought it might be a way to reach children.
Just maybe kids would feel the same way because I'll collect shoes and get shoes for kids around their ages.
But she didn't realize just how much shoes would resonate with young people like Tanika Robinson.
I'm a big sneakerhead. Well, we call each other sneakerheads if you like sneakers a lot.
Sneakerheads?
That's when you love sneakers and you know about sneakers and stuff. And when I see these sneakers this girl has, like she was wearing Barbie, I can see that she really loves sneakers because she really loved, she had a taste. She liked Barbies.
Immediately, there's a connection just in the shoes.
Yes. Jordan, Nike.
Nike, Chuck. Yeah, I got a
Timberland.
Yeah, that's FUBU.
Tanika and Lamani Bruce, Nia Payne, Michael Lawrence, they see that the shoes on the stage are the same shoes on their feet. Suddenly, Tanika can see the people behind the scuffed, worn-out sneakers.
Every sneaker has a story. I just feel like it's so many lives and so much history and so much memories to all these shoes.
And when Tanika and Lamani read the descriptions of how the young people died, the connection becomes stronger. One tag reads, Yusef Johnson, an honors student at University High School, was shot twice as he walked home, August 10th, 2005.
That is crazy. He's an honor student, and we are both honor students, me and Lamani, and we wanted to go to University High School.
We want to go to University High School so we can play basketball there, and it's scary. Like, older kids older than me are dying from high schools that we want to attend.
The message of the exhibit is to value life, starting with their own. And a lot of these kids already do, but they still worry they might not make it. Lamani says she can see herself being the next victim, even just as an innocent bystander.
Yes, I honestly do. My stepfather, his son was gunned down. His son got shot, I think a year ago, in Newark, New Jersey. He was shot to death.
These children, you don't know that these stories happen, that they live these lives.
Patricia Kim is the counselor at Camden Street School. She didn't tell students what the presentation would be about. She wanted to grab their attention, hoping it would open the door for conversations. It did. The sneakers are so intertwined with the students' identity. It was almost as if the kids who were shot and killed were standing there before them. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.